بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the kalam of Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Mawlana Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It is entitled Ya Jibal Al Haram, Ya Jibal Al Haram. Meri nazron mein تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جن کی صدقے میں مسلم وہ مؤمن ہے ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم ہے سلاطین عالم بی احرام میں ہے سلاطین عالم بی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہے گدائے حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر ہے ہر سال دید حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت is titled as beautiful bayan یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم Oh the mountains of Haram Sharif that are surrounding the Kaaba Sharif and upon which our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tread how honorable they are and Ya Hazrat is teaching us beautifully that what is Tawheed Our object and purpose of life is La ilaha illallah. But we cannot reach Allah without Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everything that is connected to Allah and His beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they become so valuable that without realizing this and out having this value and honor in our hearts, our Tawheed will not be complete. So Hazrat is teaching us that this is Kamil and complete Tawheed. The most important condition of Tawheed is to have complete and perfect love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, in our bodies. In other words, we should be embodiments of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then everything that is connected to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is obviously connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things have so much value that we can't imagine. And this is what is called nisbat. Nisbat is that connection which Allah ta'ala mentioned, Rabbana atmim lana nurana, that we should be begging Allah complete this nur in our heart, this perfect nur of Tawheed. He should penetrate our heart. Waqfir lana Rabbana innaka antal ghafoor rahim, and forgive us for all our shortcomings, O Allah. You are most forgiving and you are loved to forgive. So your Hazrat is teaching us, if a person doesn't have the value of the mountains of Haram and you don't understand the value of this, then our iman is still not complete. And what can be said of Kaabatullah? It is the most simplest house on the face of the earth, but the most valuable and the most beautiful house. And it has got such a current because it is connected to Allah Ta'ala, Baytullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So similarly, the mountains of the Haram, which is connected to the Kaabatullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously our beloved, the beloved of Allah ta'ala, which beautifully poets have mentioned, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاكِ. It was not for you, O our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would have never created this entire universe. So in the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala has created the entire universe, and Allah Ta'ala out of His mercy and kindness has made me and you part of the part of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is such a great ni'mat we can never imagine. So your Hazrat is teaching us Tawheed, and this is the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they look, when the eyes of the heart is open, then what they see, we cannot see. We only see with our eyes of our head, as of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ, that we don't say your eyes of your head are blind, but you can only see, like Hazrat says, you'll see a beautiful scenery, and maybe you can even be an alim of deen, but you'll say how beautiful it is, but you won't say subhanallah. Or people who of tourists, etc., who don't have iman, they'll see a breathtaking sight. Whereas everything, whatever we see, our Dada Sheikh's one poem is, Marifat ke aise shan naseeb farma, ke zarre zarre aapke nishani dekhe. That, oh Allah, give us such a quota of marifat, that is, let your greatness penetrate our heart, and that we'll only get from the arifin, our Sheikh, our Mashaykh, and these Mubarak Majalis, that whatever we see, every speck, we only see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a poet says, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ نَوْ شَاهِدٌ يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهُ وَاحِدٌ, that whatever you see around you, a villager in a village, living in a remote area, he knows exactly which animal went past here just by seeing the droppings. He'll tell you exactly, a goat went past here, a camel went past. So it's so beautifully it is said, that when a villager can recognize things, then can't we recognize the creator, sustainer, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is control of not only the entire universe, of us every split moment. Allah Ta'ala is in control of our lives, and we are in need of Allah Ta'ala every split moment. So Allah Ta'ala has made the system so beautifully that Hazrat says, when iman penetrates the heart, then whatever you see, you'll see the greatness of Allah. And according to how it is connected, that is the value that will be in the heart. So Hazrat is teaching us here so beautifully, what can be said of the mountains of Makkah Sharif? When you're just coming into Makkah Sharif and you see those beautiful mountains, and it's not beautiful what we think, what beautiful gardens on top and beautiful trees, etc. Those mountains are burned black with the heat of Makkah Sharif, and upon which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, tread upon that following Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can't imagine the value of those mountains. And when iman and tawheed penetrate our heart, then we'll really understand this. Hazrat says, Meri nazro me tum ho bare muhtaram, ya jibal al haram, ya jibal al haram. Addressing the mountains of Makkah Sharif, so to say, that in my eyes, in other words, in the eyes of my heart, you are very, very honorable, O mountains of Makkah, Makkah al Mukarramah. Where could we ever imagine this? As our Hazrat teaches us over and over, our Dada Sheikh was that personality Allah Ta'ala brought and kept in the world in this time and age to teach us that our real object and purpose of love is our life is to gain this ishq, this true love of Allah Ta'ala. That going for Hajj, Umrah, it's on its place, it's very rewarding. But if we don't have the ishq of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, where will we see all these great beauties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? And how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as Hazrat mentions in another poem so beautifully, Allah has kept these mountains surrounding Makkatul Mukarramah and surrounding the Kaaba Sharif to protect our Tawheed. That if Allah Ta'ala had to make these mountains like beautiful mountains and sceneries, and you go and with your picnic basket, you'll forget about the Kaaba, Kaabatullah. But what all does, sadly, myself, all of us, we have to take stock. We write at Kaaba Sharif, but we're still in a different world. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand. When the eyes of the heart opens up, then you'll be addressing the mountains of Haram Sharif and say how honorable you are, how fortunate you are. The footsteps of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept you, so to say, as security for our Iman, for our Tawheed. Then Hazrat explains, now when you enter Haram Sharif, what can you imagine? That you'll be in a different world. Hazrat says that many a times when we reach Makkah Sharif and we come onto the Mataf, then from the bottom of the heart it's supposed to come out. May khab dekh rahau ya haqeeqat hai ya Allah. That, oh Allah, am I loving a dream in a dream, or you brought me really here? We are not deserving to be present. My soul is not worth being treading on this Mubarak land. Where our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Anbiya Alimu Salatu Wasalam have threaded, Ismail Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, many other Anbiya Alimu Salatu Wasalam buried there at Kaabatullah. So how honorable we are. Then Hazrat says, when you make your tawaf properly and begging Allah Ta'ala, open the doors, that, oh Allah, you have brought me here, I want you. Then when you get that opportunity after tawaf, ye du'ai haram lazzati multazam. Then Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity to make dua at Multazam. That place where all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they placed their chest and they just surrendered, lifted their hands up, the place between the Hadri Aswad and the door of the Kaabatullah. Such a Mubarak place where du'as are definitely accepted. Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, placing their chest on that Mubarak Kaabatullah and then crying to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat says, Ho ata sabku ye ni'mati mukhtanam. And look at the Ahlullah, their hearts are vast, that not only this great ni'mat should be only for me, of Allah granted to the whole ummah this ni'mat. But only if we know the greatness and how important this ni'mat is. And not that we go pushing and just pushing our way through, especially today with the crowds, etc. You can't reach there, but like Hazrat says, while we're sitting here, or when we're making our du'as, today Allah Ta'ala has made, so to say, the system, as far as technology is concerned, instead of getting lost in technology, just focus that now we're at Kaabatullah. And now Allah gave us the opportunity to be at Multazam. And what du'a to be making at Multazam? Hazrat teaches us that the real du'a you should make, that, oh Allah, make me yours and you become ours. Oh, qalna kullana waj'alna lak. Make me yours and you become ours, ya Allah. If you asked only for Allah and you didn't ask for anything else, you asked for everything. And we asked for everything else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, we didn't really ask for anything. So Hazrat says that when you really appreciate these ni'mat, now your heart will be yearning that, oh Allah, let me be at Multazam. And this is such a great ni'mat. So ya Allah Ta'ala has made it. Wherever we are in the world, we can be connected to Kaabatullah. We can be connected to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which should be 24/7 all the time. Allah give me tawfiq. It's easy to speak, more easier to hear. But we beg Allah Ta'ala through the barakat of our Hazrat and our Mashayikh to give us a full share of this reality. And then Hazrat says that any person who reaches Kaaba Sharif, who reaches the Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is only a special favor and gift of Allah Ta'ala. It's not anybody's ability, it is not anybody's money or anything. Hazrat says so beautifully, Eh Khuda hai faqad aapka ye karam, kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawafi ahram. That, oh Allah, it is only your kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. O insan, I made you my best of all creation. What have put you into your deception of your Rabb who brought you from non-existence into existence? And why? Because Allah is Kareem. And so many meanings of Kareem. In Allah Hazrat mentions, Allah Ma'alusi Baghdadi Rahmatullah have mentioned, one of the beautiful meanings, Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istihqaqin wa minnatin. That great being Allah Ta'ala who blesses without even deserving it in the least, but without begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Where do myself be deserve to be an insan first of all, to be existing? Then as Hazrat explained, just to be existing in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, that existence, then you enjoy the ni'mat of Allah. Even if you're an animal. But Ya Allah made us the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And really, what is that appreciation and what is the karam of Allah Ta'ala, that are we following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do we really show the respects of Ka'batullah and spend our time correctly in the Haram Sharif? And when we are making tawaf, then think that we are running round the house of Allah Ta'ala. When is Allah Ta'ala's house going to open for us? Allahu Akbar. And according to how you get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's how accordingly you find the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engage in tawaf. A person came to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi and he said that I want Allah ta'ala to accept my dua. He says, you just keep on knocking at the door of Allah. Allah ta'ala will definitely open his door. Then Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayhi heard of this. She sent a note to him and she said, since when is Allah's door ever closed? Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize that even the women of Islam, if they know their reality in the closeness of their homes, where they will reach, many men can never reach. But today we want to be out in the world and think that that is our rights. Who taught the woman their rights and how precious they are? None other than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Hazrat explains, and where we learn all this reality, a person, if he went to first to Kaaba Sharif and he made his tawaf, then his yearning, who taught us this reality, through whose sadqa we got all this great, great ni'mats, how should we know about Allah Rabbul Izzat? How should we know about the value of the house of Allah, the value of all the masajid? Hazrat says, Aagaya samne rozae muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya Rab taraste te ham. Said, oh Allah, now you have brought me right in front of Rozae Park. My beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah ta'ala mentions, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Oh my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we haven't sent you into this world, but as a mercy to the entire mankind, and not only entire mankind, to all the universes. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's rahmat, when the world was lost in darkness and total ignorance, that so particularly the Arabs, the Roman and Persian used to say, Antum Abidu Abidina. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the nur of Iman and Tawheed and the beautiful way of life of Sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when they held firmly onto that, Allahu Akbar, then how the world changed. How Allah Ta'ala showed that that nation that you regarded as barbaric, they became the rulers of the world. And till today, the promise of Allah Ta'ala, if you remain firm on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then only those people are deserving of ruling the world. But when we start following the people who forgot how to love, and we want to follow the lifestyle of the kuffar, we see today what is the pitiable condition of the ummah, myself first, all of us. So our way, the solution is to turn back, istighfar, tawbah, and turn back to the beautiful way of life of Madinatul Munawwara. And Hazrat says we have to go 1400 years back and follow that lifestyle which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. And in Madinatul Munawwara, how the world got enlightened throughout the world until today. So Hazrat says, every believer is just pining and yearning, more thirsty than you are on a hot day for cold water, more thirstier than that a believer is desirous, I must be at Rozae Park. So Hazrat is saying here, oh Allah, this beautiful, honorable, the gift and ibadat you gave us to make ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are binding for this, and you brought us right in front of Rozae Park. Then we have to realize, as in other poems so beautifully Hazrat taught us, that every moment you must keep in mind the honor and respect of Madinatul Munawwara. Then how much respect in front of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Allah teaches us in the gatherings of our mashayikh, how much we should sit with adab, respect, and very important. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah used to say, ba adab, ba nasib. That person who's got adab and respect, then he'll be blessed greatly from Allah Ta'ala. And bear adab, bear nasib. If you got no respect, you'll lose out tremendously. And worse, if you don't realize it. Many people say, why should we sit with so much adab? Hum rijal wa nahnu rijal. They are also men, we are also men. But Allah Ta'ala made it clear, wa ibadur rahman. And on the other side, Allah said, kul ya ibadiyal ladhina asrafu. That ibadur rahman are the special servants of Allah. Everybody got hearts, but those who got ahle dil, they see with the eyes of the heart and they make us realize the value of one moment in Haram Sharif at the Rauza-e Pak. So Hazrat make us understand and realize. Then Hazrat explains, Rahmati do jaha ka hai faiz-e atam, jin ke sadke mein muslim wa mu'min hai hum. Then Hazrat explains that the mercy that is spread throughout the continents, it is only the special favors of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which as we mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah sent His beloved as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know, stood and in the tahajjud for nights, almost the whole night, till his feet being swollen. And what was his concern? My ummah, O Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, this will be concern of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayhi, so beautifully mentioned in Qasidatul Burra, Qasida Burra Sharif, which today this also has become entertainment. And this also we have made it in our own, brought all type of bid'at in it. He says, Zalam tu sunnata man ahya zalam, in istakat kadama durrimi warami. That how we have oppressed the sunnat way of life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That used to stand night, whole night, in performing tahajjud namaz, till his feet became swollen and worried about the ummat. My ummat mustn't get lost. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried. This ummat is going to follow tooth and nail the way of life of the previous nations. That is the Jews and the Christians and all other way of life. Allah Ta'ala make me realize and all of us, that this is only the special sadqa, the favor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that today we are Muslims, we are believers. We get up every morning that we make shukr, Ya Allah. You made me insan. You made me a Muslim. You made me a mu'min. You made me in the ummah of your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when she heard the great honor of this ummah and how short our lifespan, she said, if I was living in that ummah, my whole life I should spend in one sajda making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the real shukr is, as Hazrat teaches us, turn back to the way of life of Madina to Munawwara. Let us not focus on the technology which is bringing havoc in our life and making us go away from the beautiful life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us turn back to the way of life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. When their hearts became enlightened with the iman and the nur of sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a sahabi, Allahu Akbar, when he was caught by a king and said, now he had to go to the gallows, the king wants to taunt him and says, won't you like that at this moment, Aliyazubillah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be in your place and you be freed. He says, never, I'll never ever tolerate a torn prick, my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But myself, let me think that when we break the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our reports go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through, Allah forgive me, all of us. And Hazrat says, yeah, who is our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummati muslima hai jo khairul amam. That, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is only because of your great honor and your position by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you kareem wa min kareem, that from all the kind and special servants of Allah, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam, you are Sayyidul Anbiya. You are the king of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam. And this nisbat that we got, that we are directly connected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are khairul umam, the best of all ummat. Kuntum khaira ummat, urm ukhriyat linnas. Allah says, you are the best of ummat. And who really is referring to? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who appreciated this ni'mat and became closely connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also, Allama Abu Sayyidi rahmatullahi alayhi, teaches us so beautifully that the ummat cannot find ourselves in a plight like we are today. And the ummat is being massacred left, right and center. And to solve our problem, we want to follow the strategies of the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. We have to turn back to the obedience of Allah and back to Tawheed and the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says so beautifully, Bushra lana ya ma'ashar al-Islami inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami lamma da'a Allahu da'ina li ta'ati bi akrami rusuli kulla akrami al-umam. That he said, grand tidings, O Ummat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah has given us such a strong pillar of support that nobody can throw you down. Nobody can overpower you as long as you hold this pillar of support. And what is that? Lamma da'allahu da'ina li ta'atihi. When Allah sent the greatest da'i, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Allah Ta'ala addresses, particularly the Jews, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. When you are lost in darkness, now when you said, when the final Nabi come, we'll follow him. Final Nabi came and then they turned their backs away. Allah save me, all of us. Allah says, here's that very special nur that will take you out of darkness. That was the days of ignorance. Today we think we are progress in technology, but we in sophisticated darkness. And as Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali says, that the Ummat, how they got saved is in the first part of the Ummat, coming back onto Sunnah, the last part of the Ummat, that's the only treatment. That's the only way Allah Ta'ala will save us, that we make tawbah, istighfar, come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and realize what ni'mat was, what nisbat Allah Ta'ala has given us. And then Hazrat says, when you realize this, then you'll see, hey salatine alam bi ihram mein, ban ke hadir huye gadai haram. Even the kings of this world, when they realize what a honor Allah has made us, the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah has given us Ka'batullah. And Allah has made it that we know 100,000,000% where our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam resting. So even the kings of this world, rulers of this world, they'll come to Haram Sharif like humble mendicants. They'll put all their clothes of this world one side, all their special clothing, and they'll come in Ihram, which Allah reminds us, you're on your journey to Allah Ta'ala. Put on your kafan and realize that Allah Ta'ala, we have to go back to Allah Ta'ala, and we have to be worried, is Allah Ta'ala going to be pleased with us? Allah will only be pleased when we come like the humble slave, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala guide me, all of us. And beautifully Hazrat says, Mere Mali ki akhtar ki sunne dua. Ho muqaddar mi har saal deed-e haram. Hazrat saying on my behalf or on our behalf, taking his name with great humbleness, but in this reality, what a great sheikh of the time. And through Hazrat Sadqa, Allah Ta'ala has taught us this great ni'mat of being the Ashikeen. Allah grant us a full share. We can never ever come near there. But as Imam Abu Hanifa, what a great personality. But what he used to say, Uhibbu salihina walastu minhum. La Allah Allahu yarzuqna salaha. I love the pious. I can't be amongst them. But what a rank he had. What taqwa and what a pious servant. But he said, oh Allah, I love them. Then I got hope in your mercy that you'll count me amongst them. So we should love our sheikh, our mashayikh. Then Hazrat says, oh Allah, please listen to this plea of mine. Quietly at Haram Sharif, at Ka'batullah, and then at Rozai Park, that oh Allah, give us this opportunity every year. Let this eyes of mine, which is not worth even looking at Kaaba Sharif, that you let give me the opportunity to be present every year there. But even if we're not there bodily, but our heart and soul should be connected directly to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Ka'batullah. And Allah give us tawfiq to make tawbah istighfar and come back onto the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and bring tawheed in our life. Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nuhmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-Karim amma ba'd. The next chapter of the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, reciting and teaching the Quran in Majid. So one way to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to the Quran Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. Another hadith, he says, why do you not go to the masjid and learn to recite two verses of the Quran? For this is better for you than two camels. Three verses are better than three camels. Four verses are better than four camels, and so on. Camels and all vehicles of transport are of use to us only in this world, while the Quranic ayat are of use to us in both worlds. Here camels have been mentioned by way of example because of their great value and utility to the Arabs. This is merely an illustration. Otherwise, in actual fact, the entire universe has no comparison to even a single verse of the Quran-i-Kareem. Another fact which emerges from this hadith is the great thawab of learning even a part of the Qur'an-i-Majid. Even a portion of the Qur'an-i-Majid acquired is indeed a great and wonderful ni'mat bestowed by Allah Ta'ala. In hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites the Qur'an well and clearly is equal in rank to the angels who record creation's deeds. These angels are gracious, honorable and of lofty rank. He who finds difficulty in reciting the Qur'an will obtain a double reward. A double reward means one reward for reciting and another reward for the added effort. This hadith exhorts the one who recites with difficulty to continue reciting and not give up reciting, thinking that poor recital is futile. On the contrary, such recitation is highly meritorious, hence a double reward. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who recites one letter of the Qur'an, he gets one virtue, and each virtue multiplies to 10 virtues. I am not saying that Alif Lam Mim is one harf. Alif is one harf, Lam is one harf, and the Mim is one harf. One example, Alif Lam Mim has been given. Similarly, when the reciter says Alhamdu, he obtains 50 virtues, Allahu Akbar. What tremendous significance and reward. It is therefore most evil if one, because of neglect, fails to take advantage of this great offer by not acquiring the wealth of the Qur'an. And the hadith says, a person whose breast is devoid of the Qur'an, that is, he has not learned any portion of the Qur'an, is like a desolate house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, a crown of such brilliance will be placed on the heads of the parents of one who learned the Qur'an and practiced on its laws. That its glitter will outshine the brilliance of the sun which penetrates your houses. What then do you think will be the position of the one who himself learned the Qur'an and acted in accordance with it? This hadith mentions the great significance of teaching the Qur'an and Majid to children. It is therefore necessary and incumbent upon Muslims to ensure that their children learn to recite the Qur'an and Majid. If for some reason they cannot or do not gain the opportunity of committing the Qur'an and Majid to memory, at least they should learn it by reciting it from the text, which is called Nazira. However, wherever the opportunity exists for imparting hifz to the children, advantage should be taken to acquire this great wealth. Indeed, it is a wonderful bounty. If for some reason the child doesn't have time for learning the whole Qur'an, then even a portion should be taught to him or her. This hadith exhorts even the acquisition of a portion of the Qur'an and Majid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites the Qur'an, memorizes it, accepts his halal as halal and haram as haram, that is, his beliefs are correct, Allah Ta'ala will enter him into Jannah and accept the intercession on behalf of 10 such persons of his family upon whom entry into Jahannam had become incumbent. That is, Allah will forgive them because of his intercession. The significance of committing the Qur'an and Majid to memory mentioned in this hadith is far greater than the mentioned in the earlier hadith. Amongst one family members, the closest to one's parents. Hence, in terms of the assurance of intercession stated in the hadith, the Hafiz's intercession for his parents is a certainty. Parents should now realize the tremendous importance and advantage of making their children Hufaz of the Qur'an and Majid. One final hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hearts of people, they become rusted, like how steel rusts when exposed to moisture. Someone asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this polish? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remembering death in abundance and recitation of the Qur'an and Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.